غرباء 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 غرباء
غرباء
غرباء غرباء غرباء غرباء.
There are nobody like them today, the Mujahideen. When we speak about them, when we hear about them, we look with our heads up high. We are proud of them because they are our sons. They are the lions of jihad. They are the lions of this ummah. When they roar, the kings and the queens, the presidents, prime ministers stand still to listen to those people. They left their women, they left their children to go and fight for the sake of Allah. Who amongst us left their women and left their children? Who amongst us left their millions to go and fight for the sake of Allah? They left their houses and their palaces to go and fight. They sleep in the caves. The skies are their blankets. The ground that they sleep on is their mattress. The rocks and the stones that they sleep on are their pillows. How dare anybody attack them? They are the people of Isa. Because of them, we walk with our head up high. Anybody who attacks them are from the kuffar and from the munafiqeen. Nobody loves them, but they are muwahhid and but they are Muslim. We are the ones who should follow them like their brothers and sisters. There isn't nobody on this earth today like them. Nobody. We should not say oof against them. When we speak about them, we speak about them with adab. Because maybe they are the ones who want shuhada, which Allah mentioned, together with the anbiya. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned from amongst us?
None.
Yet Muslims want to attack them day and night. The little that you can do for them, you do not even do. The small that you can do, we don't do. The dua, the small dua that you can raise your hands to Allah and do, no, you don't do that at all. Make dua for yourself. The one who wants a job, make Allah, please make Allah pass my exam for this job. He wants to pass his driving test, he make exam for that. He wants a child, he makes dua for that. He wants a wife, he looks in the heavens and the earth for that. And yet we cannot make dua for them. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ad-du'a huwa ibadah." The dua itself is the ibadah. Udu'uni astajib lakum wa inna sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb ujeeb da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. If we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we beg Allah. Nobody else. That little that you can do, you don't make dua? Yes, we should make dua for them. That's the least that we can do for those that can't go and fight. And know that if you don't go and fight, you're not going to be from the shahada. Don't think that that dua will remove the sinner from your neck. No. Make the dua for them. And when you make the dua, believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to respond to your dua. Believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to listen to your dua. Believe that He's going to respond. Before you put your hands down, when you ask Allah, He's going to respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before your hands are dropped, somewhere on this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to respond. So when you ask, don't ask half-heartedly. Ask with full conviction in your heart. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove those kuffar from our lands. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let their blood run on the streets of Fallujah. Let their blood run in the mountains of Afghanistan. Let the mujahideen kill them and destroy them one after the other. Allahumma ansur mujahideen is what you want to ask. Allahumma ansur Sheikh Osama is what you want to ask. Let the heavens throw their planes out of the skies. Let the oceans swallow their ships. Let the mountains around them crumble. Let the ground beneath them shake. That is what you want to ask, my dear brothers. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for the victory of the mujahideen. Let the women become widows like our women become widows. Let their children become orphans like our children become orphans. Do not be ashamed when you ask for the victory of the mujahideen. They are the ones who are out there fighting for the sake of Allah. If anybody deserves to be from the citizens of Jannah, they deserve to be from the citizens of Jannah. If anybody deserves to be from the Khulafa, they deserve to be from the Khulafa. My dear brothers and sisters, that is the least that you can do for those mujahideen. and hope and pray that one day we will be with them and we will be amongst them.